Blog Talk Radio.
Been speaking to yourself. Well, let's go on a journey of discovery together and explore this very question. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shawnia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions, and I'm feeling the vibrations on this Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each week, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then I will open our program up for your audience participation at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This will, of course, lend to a greater interactive environment, which Coach Adams absolutely loves. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and I'm real excited about what we have on the docket for you today. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to begin to flow. Write on, send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send an email, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's program with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support in advance with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams in our Shape Up series, we're looking at words are powerful. Words are powerful. Don't you switch that channel. Some of you are thinking, Coach Adams, I've heard you talk about words before. You have, but not in the way in which we're going to look at words on today. So I want you to grab your pens, notepads, desktops, laptops, smartphones, whatever you need to capture the notes, because there will definitely be some great richness shared today around the power of words, and words are powerful. You know, words are a regular topic of discussion in my coaching practice, not by me necessarily, negative words, but by those that I coach. Negative words and what I often refer to as stinking thinking is something that none of us, absolutely none of us, can run away from. Why, you may be asking? Because it's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words. So clearly, there is an ongoing, constant battle, this tug of war that's going on within us around those words that have been deposited in us. And so this 1 to 25 rule is something that we can't escape, but we need to be aware of it so that we can deal with it to navigate away from this stinking thinking that many of us battle. And so this subject of the power of words is one that I am very passionate about. And I'm passionate about it because of my story. You see, my story, some of you have heard bits and pieces of it, and I'm just going to give you a little snippet. And I'm only going to give you a little snippet because if you want a greater richness of my story, I want to encourage you to order the change number 14 from me. It's an insight into self-empowerment. It is a book that your very own Coach Adams is a co-author on. And the change explores powerful, thought-provoking insights from 20 inspiring co-authors that will take you on a journey of self-discovery and personal change that will, without question, touch every area of your life. And your very own Coach Adams has a breakout chapter on the power of words. You know, I was so fortunate to be a part of this book project, and it really has been a gift that continues to give because of the richness that was discovered and, you know, kind of outlined in my chapter under the power of words. And so you will learn from the inspiring and diverse lineup of co-authors from around the world, and your very own Coach Adams is one of them, about how to weather the changes ahead and prosper. And so I want you to order your copy of The Change from your Coach Adams, and you can get the rest of my story. But let me give you a little taste, a little snippet. So I grew up, I was actually born with eczema or eczema, however you want to pronounce it, tomato, tomato. And because of that, I had this skin condition, and my skin was really bad all into my early adulthood life. And the reason why the power of words is so important to me and why I'm so passionate around this particular subject is because I learned the effects early in life as a child growing up with eczema, about the power of words. You know, I remember I was probably in the fifth grade, and I remember, you know, some kids at school talking about me, and I remember this little girl. She is standing on the playground, and it was almost like she was in a bony prison, and she's like, you know, screaming from the inside out, but that's not me. That's not who I am. Get to know me. Because it was the exterior that people were making judgments on. And, you know, as I further dig into this understanding of the power of words, and so that's a little taste of my story. Again, if you want the fullness, you'll have to order your copy of The Change book number 14. I have them on hand. I'm happy to autograph one for you. But then, you know, as you know, for those that are listeners that are regular listeners, you know that I am a believer. And so my foundation is the Bible and the Word of God. Now, whatever your belief system is, that's your belief system. I'm not trying to infringe my faith and my belief on you. I'm just simply sharing with you my position. And so because I believe in the Bible, I find it interesting as we're talking about words are powerful, that in Genesis, God made creation with words. This really, for me, speaks to the significance and the power of words. In Genesis, you see very frequently, and God said, bottom line, it was spoken. God said this, and God said that, and God said this, and God said that, based on words. And so I want to share with you a very powerful piece that I wrote, again, on the power of words. I'm just going to give you a little sample taste of this from the Change book. And then we're going to dig into this subject and examine some negative words, some positive words, some self-defeating words, and all of these different things. You know, the interesting thing is that I often think about a not-so-wise man said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. How many of us have heard that? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. But broken bones heal quickly, yet words affect generations. The greatest hurt we have suffered have been the words spoken and deposited into our emotional bank account. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, this rings true. Because those words were being deposited and they were trying to take root. And I thank God for my parents and mentors and all of those that I had in my life during this time. Because I had a great deposit of positive words, I knew that although the words were hurtful, sticks and stones may break my bones and names will never hurt me, but no, the words were very hurtful. And although I did experience the effect of the hurt from words, because I had some positives in me and because I had great parents and mentors and teachers and all of the different people that were in my life at the time, I was able to process through from a healthy place. But there are others that are not able to process through or haven't been able, I should say, have not been able to process through from a healthy place. You see, what I've grown to know to be true is that the second most powerful force in the universe is the power of words. With just one breath, words will breathe life or death. With one breath, one word can inspire hope or cause one to die a dark and painful death. Words shape who we are, our life's journey, what we will endeavor to accomplish, and what we achieve. Words will also determine how we handle adversity, the obstacles we face, times of despair, unmet goals, and shattered dreams. I can go on and on about the power of words. The words that are deposited in our emotional bank account become a plus or a minus. The words are literally assets or liabilities. Our emotional bank account is synonymous with our mind. It is the heart center which shapes our character and crystallizes into our destiny. Words will build us up or tear us down. And my question to you, our global listening audience, and again, that was a brief little excerpt from my breakout chapter in The Change, book number 14, where I'm a co-author, and I encourage you, if you don't have your autographed copy, order it today from our team standing by. Would love to get that out to you. But the reason why I mention this and why this is so significant is because many of us are navigating through life and we don't realize the negative effects that we're dealing with because of those words that have been spoken into our lives. But more than anything, I want us to examine the self-defeating words and phrases that we tend to speak to ourselves and several other areas we're going to dig into. You know, first of all, we should avoid saying things that limit our self-confidence. But the reality is many of us, we are constantly speaking negative words. You know, I've always been an optimist. And when I became a believer, a follower of Christ, I then became an eternal optimist. I mean, it was like, woo, I can always find the hope in a situation. But you have those that are pessimists, and they can find negative in everything. And oftentimes, they don't even realize how negative they are. They don't even realize that they start speaking, and it's like they suck the life out of the environment because of the womp, womp, womp of the negative Debbie Downer, Dave Downer point of view. And so I want us to examine this self-defeating words and phrases that often will hinder our potential and ultimately our success. You know, have you said to yourself, I can't. I can't. Or how about, I'm just not good enough. I'm not good enough for whatever it may be. Or before you even try, you speak the self-defeating word of, oh, I'll fail. I'm destined to fail. What's the point? I'll fail anyway. Or I don't measure up. I'm not up to the standard. I'm not up to the mark. So, yeah, there's no point. Or how about bottom line? I'm just useless. I'm just useless. I don't add value. I'm just useless. When I think about my dreams, it's impossible. They're impossible. There's no way. We are constantly over and over and over again because of that 1-to-25 rule. We are speaking these negative, defeating bad words to ourselves and over our lives and into our circumstances. We put ourselves down, constantly putting ourselves down, and then we begin to repeat these words over and over and over. And the more the words are repeated, the more we begin to believe them. And we give energy to them, and we give weight to them because we're speaking it to ourselves. Again, I can't. I'm not good enough. I'll fail. I'm not up to the standard, to the mark. I'm useless. It's impossible. So what are the negative, defeating words that you are speaking to yourself? I want you to know that it's so important to have and be in this place of awareness. When you start to hear those words, start to close your mouth and pull it back. But we first must be aware. And I want to give you a little assignment, if you'll play in my sandbox. I want you to look in the mirror, and I want you to really dig deep. You know, I hear Michael Jackson. I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I often do this illustration in my coaching practice when I'm working with clients one-on-one. And I'll have them to pull a mirror out, and I'll have them to look in the mirror. And I'll say, tell me what you see. Dig deep. Tell me what you see. Just simply speak out what you see. And the self-defeating words and phrases are amazing. Those are the first things that come up. Why? Because of the 1 to 25 rule. We all have this thinking that we're dealing with. And so I want you to look in the mirror and begin to speak what you see when you look in the mirror. Because this awareness is the first thing that we need to be aware. You need to be aware of how you view you. Because when you are aware, guess what? You can begin to change, but you first have to be aware. And so this exercise gets us to that place of awareness. It takes our heads out of the sand. Because, again, oftentimes those that are negative, they don't even know that they're negative. If there's negative to be seen in any situation, they'll find it. They'll sniff it out, hunt it down. And you're like, wow, gosh. Wow, you sure can't sniff out the negative. Wow, is there any positive in the situation? Can you see any positive, or do you naturally go to the negative? And the reason why this is so important, because as it relates to each of us, myself included, us achieving our goal, if we're not aware of this constant battle that's going on because of what has been deposited in our emotional bank account, and we're wondering why we're not achieving our goals, because you're sitting on the sidelines speaking self-defeating words to yourself, you're not in the game. You're sitting on the sidelines constantly rehearsing the bad phrases. I can't. I'm not good enough. I'll fail. So why even try? I'm not up to the mark. I'm not up to the standard. I'm useless. It's impossible. So before you even get in the game, before you even get on the court, in the field, on the field, you begin to speak these words to yourself. And so therefore you have grown comfortable sitting on the sidelines, sitting on the bench, and life is rapidly passing you by. And so this self-defeating words and phrases will affect you when it comes to you living out your dreams, when it comes to you achieving your goals. If you're not aware of it, you're going to constantly be navigating around it but not aware of it, and therefore feeling frustrated because you're trying to figure out, why am I not reaching my goals? Why am I not living out my vision? Why am I not achieving my dreams? Why? Well, I want to challenge you that it may be the very words that you are speaking to yourself around your vision, around your goals, around your dreams. Are you saying that it's impossible? Are you saying, why even try? Are you saying it's too big, it's too great, when you think about starting to write that book? When you think about the movie that's in you, the business that's in you, the invention that's in you, whatever it is that is in you, the ministry that's in you, whatever that assignment of purpose is. You don't pursue it because of the self-defeating words that you're speaking to yourself. Today, we're going to break that chain, and it stops now. You may not be dealing with self-defeating words or phrases, but you make negative assumptions about you all the time. Negative assumptions around your desires. And you begin to buy into and navigate through based on those negative assumptions. Oh, why would a publisher pick me? You know, I've never written a book. Why? You begin to question and you ask the questions and they're all rooted in making negative assumptions. And so I want you to know that this process of understanding the heaviness, the weight of words, we haven't even gotten to the words that others are speaking and depositing because there is a dual process that's happening. People have been speaking words that have been deposited in your emotional bank account. That's what you're drawing from. And you're speaking negative words to yourself. So you're constantly reinforcing what's there. Instead of making a decision to replace those negative words with positive ones, you're reinforcing them. You're making negative comparisons. Oh, I don't measure up. As we stated before, the negative defeating words. You know, so-and-so is better at that than I am. You know, I mean, gosh, they are so good at that, and I'm just, you know, I'm okay. Again, negative comparison. You know, their book is going to be so much greater than mine. I know two different topics, but because, you know, they are just so powerful at writing. Really? Care. And those negative comparisons will shut us down and we won't even try. I really want to know, what is your story? What is causing you not to live out your dreams? What is preventing you from even trying? Is it the negative words that have been deposited? Are you speaking the self-defeating words to yourself? Are you making negative assumptions and so therefore you don't even try? You don't even step out. You draw the conclusion before you even get on the field. You tell yourself this story, and you buy into it. Each of us, we buy into the negative narrative. And then we begin to reinforce that over and over and over again, the negative comparison. It becomes a vicious cycle. How about this one? Ooh, this one's huge. And this one gets many of us. You know, I was just dealing with a challenge in my coaching practice with one of my clients around this one right here that I'm about to share with you. And when we get the aha moment, we can begin to change and shift away from. Is it easy? No. I know you were hoping, okay, Coach Adams, it's Motivational Mondays. Where's the motivation? Well, first we need to be aware of the issues so that we can then navigate away from it. And so we must first recognize that there is an issue. Understanding that there is an issue requires us then, once we recognize and we are aware, again, awareness, this is one of the coaching tips based on my chapter in the Change book, number 14, The Power of Words, my breakout chapter. One of the coaching empowerment tools that I share that's an action plan is, one, you have to be aware, this awareness, having the consciousness of the words that are spoken around you, the words that you speak. Why? Because, as we discussed just a moment ago, words breathe life or death. Words are energy. So we have to be aware of how words make us feel. And remember, the body reacts to everything. And it's reacting to the words that you're speaking to you. It's reacting to the words that it's hearing in your environment. So what are you listening to? What are you allowing your ear gates to hear? What are you looking at? What are you allowing your eyes to see? Because when you recognize that, now you can navigate away from it and start making better decisions, different choices. And so I want to remind you that these negative defeating words, it's a battle that we all face. But I was sharing with you, in addition to the self-defeating words and making negative assumptions and negative comparisons, that one that really gets people stuck in the quicksand is that we dwell on the past. Are you dwelling on the past? Are you dwelling on the past and thinking, if only, if I had not failed, if I had only not failed that exam, if only I didn't make that decision. If only I wasn't in that relationship. If only I hadn't made that decision. If only I went to college. If only. If I hadn't done this. So we're constantly reflecting on the issues and the circumstances of the past. We're dwelling in the past. We're reliving the past. I need you to lean in. Come on, really. Come on, come on, come on. Lean in. Lean in. I want you on the edge of your seat. And I want to share this with you. Lean in. No, really, seriously. Come on, wherever you are, sitting in your car, at your desk, on your bed, on your couch, wherever. Standing up, lean in. Are you leaning in? Got to tell you something. Guess what? The past, are you ready for this? It's the past. It has already happened. You cannot change the past and what has already happened. The only moment that you have control of is what's going on in this now moment. So what are the decisions that you're making in this now moment? What are the words that you're speaking to yourself in this now moment? What are the assumptions that you're making about you in this now moment? What are the assumptions you're making about your vision, about your goals, about your dreams in this now moment? What are the comparisons that you're making in this now moment? Because when we hang and dwell in the past, oh, woe is me, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. And we get caught up there. Oh, we not only go back there, we set up a tent, and we're moving into the tent. And we're just hanging in the wilderness of the past, of those circumstances that have already happened. Let it go. Let it go. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, that's easier said than done. Yes, you are exactly right. Easier said than done. I know it's easier said than done. I live it every day that it's easier said than done. But what I have come to know to be true is that I have the opportunity every day is a fresh new canvas for me to create the narrative that I desire for my life. You know, so often people will get into the womp, 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 life is womp, womp, womp. The question is, what are you doing to change things? What are you doing to make a difference? What are you doing to live differently? You are not a victim. You're not a victim of your past. Now, please understand that Coach Adams is not minimizing what you may have gone through. I've gone through some circumstances that may cause one to be like, wow, really? Yeah. But I'm not allowing those circumstances of the past to define me, to prevent me from my journey of greeting my destiny, the God-given destiny that I'm on, this journey of purpose and fulfilling my assignment. Easy. No. Do I get it right every day? No. But I understand that life is exactly that. It is a journey. It's not a destination from one event to the next, one negative word, and that defines you. One negative situation, and that defines you. No! No. No. When those words come up, I need you to shout from the rooftops and say no. Saying, no, I'm not going to go back there with you. I'm not going to dwell in the past with you, because the past is the past. It's already happened. I can't change it. I only have power of this moment that I'm in currently. So be aware of that. Stay conscious. When I'm referring to awareness and the action plan and coaching tips that I give you in my breakout chapter in the Change book, number 14, again, if you want to order your autographed copy, just let our team know. You can give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or you can email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. I'm not going to give you all of the action plans because there's a number of them, but I do want you to know that awareness is numeral uno, and you have to be aware. In addition to awareness, which is the number one, and the last, but there's several, is we must take responsibility. Take responsibility moving forward to the words that we are speaking into our lives. Because remember I said self-defeating, not the words of others. And yes, there has been a deposit into our emotional bank account of words from others. But what we have to be responsible for and take ownership of is not the words that have been deposited in me. Many of those words were deposited in you at a time where you could not say no to those words. You were a little child, and you were just a sponge, and the words were being deposited, and people did what they knew to do, and there was no manual that said, this is how you care for your child. So people did the best that they knew how to do within their capacity in the moment. So that's why I said all of us have and battle the negative words. All of us have this thinking that we have to deal with. But as you've often heard me mention, for those of you that are regular listeners here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, you don't have to entertain the negative thinking. You do not have to entertain it. You're in control. But we often entertain the thinking. We set a beautiful table. Oh, my gosh. And I love, you know, the process of entertaining and dining and just that whole process. You know, you go to a nice restaurant. A few months ago, I got introduced to this restaurant. It's one of my favorites now. I'm not going to tell you because then I'll see all of you there. And I won't be able to get a seat. But when I tell you, it was amazing. And it's in Newport Beach. And, you know, it's just this beautiful setting, great ambiance. And they have the linens on the table and the, you know, glassware and all of that. And it's just the everything is fabulous. The ambiance is set and it's beautiful. Many of us are entertaining negativity in that way. We set up this beautiful table and we have the fine china out and the flatware and the crystal and all of that. And we're saying, come on in, negativity. Pull up a seat. Settle in. Here, let me get you a glass of whatever you want to drink. Let me bring you the appetizers. And you're spending all of this time entertaining negativity. No, no, no. Get your head out of the sand. The reason why this is so important is for those of you that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams is all about purpose. And these negative words will prevent you from living out the fullness of your purpose. They will prevent you from reaching your potential because they get you stuck in the quicksand of life. They get you in this place of the past, dwelling back there, instead of living in this present moment of now. And so I want you to know that it is so important that we have this awareness. But not only do you have this awareness, but that you take responsibility. Stop blaming it on other people. You're not a victim. We're not victims. We have the ability to change the narrative of our lives. If you're not living out your potential, guess what? Make a shift. Make a decision to do things differently. Make a decision to break the insanity. Insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again, and yet expecting different results. And so when we go to those issues of the past, we're reliving the same thing over and over and over and over and over again through repetition. Instead of breaking that cycle and making the decision to say the past is the past, it has already happened. It cannot change. All I can focus in on is this now moment. We are not defined by our past. We're not defined by our past. But how you use the insight and wisdom that you've gleaned from your past, from the past mistakes, the past hurts, the disappointments, the experiences, the stuff, now you're taking that energy and you're redefining it, using it as fuel to take you where you're going. You know, when we're driving a car, there's a reason why the rear view mirror is small, because you cannot drive the car without crashing, looking back. There are times when we may have to glance to be aware. But ultimately, you have this big windshield in front of you. Your focus is supposed to be on where you're going, not on where you have been and what's behind you. And as I stated, and I really want you to get this, my heart is heavy for you listening in. I want you to get this because today you have the ability and the capacity to break the cycle by making a decision that I will not continue to dwell on those issues of the past. That today I will stop the self-defeating words and phrases. I will be conscious and aware of when they come up, I'm going to start speaking something differently. It's going to take time. You're going to have to build a new habit in that area. But that's why the awareness is key. Today, I want you to decide that making those negative assumptions, you know, those negative assumptions, hey, I'm not going to use that as an excuse not to even try. Those negative comparisons, I'm going to break that cycle and chain now today. Why? Because there's no comparison with anyone else based on who God created you to be. You are unique in Him, made in His image. No one has your DNA, your fingerprints, no one has the full makeup of how you are wired. You are unique. Trying to be a carbon copy of someone else and just simply be free to be the uniqueness of who you are and how you have been created to be. There is such freedom when you can just be who you've been created to be. And I know this is not easy. None of this is easy. I didn't say it was easy, but I know we all want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. But I want you to take the nuggets that work for you, and I want you to begin to make the shifts that you need to make, because Coach Adams is committed to assisting 100 individuals this year of 2021 with achieving their goals and living out their, crystallizing their vision and living out their dreams. Will you be one of them? If you're interested in joining my winner's circle, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you're feeling like, Coach Adams, I seriously need one-on-one coaching right now. And Coach Adams, what is your next mastermind that you're offering in June? I want to hear about that because I need support. Whatever that level is, know that I have a full circle of empowerment to support you. And that's my assignment. And I'm passionate about that. And I want to assist you in navigating away from the negative thinking and the self-defeating words and phrases and give you some additional tools of empowerment to support you on your journey. So give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Or you may email admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Wow, it is amazing how quickly time flies, and I really want to come to you. I want to come now to the lines, and I want to hear from you. What are you taking away from all of what we discussed around words are power? We talked about the self-defeating words. We talked about making negative assumptions. We talked about the negative comparisons, and we talked about dwelling on past issues and the importance of making that shift and having the awareness to navigate away from that. I would love to hear from you. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1. Maybe you have a situation that you're dealing with and you're like, Coach Adams, can you please coach me? Well, your resident empowerment coach is in session, so don't hesitate to press 1 to add yourself to the queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in, meaning you can't be on the internet, on the web, listening in from your computer and just press 1. You have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-393-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, I would love to hear from you, and do know that this is a safe space. You've made the decision to tune in to Motivational Mondays today. I would love to know, what are you taking away from what has been discussed in our Shape Up series today on words are power? Words are powerful. Would love to hear from you. And again, if you want your copy of the Change Book number 14, where your very own resident empowerment coach, Coach Adams, has a breakout chapter and you want to get your autographed copy, give our team a call, and we'll be happy to get that out to you. So as we prepare to wind down and wrap up today's installment, we do have a few moments. So, again, would love to hear from you. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. But let's go back to what is it that we have discussed on today. And maybe if you've missed it because you weren't able to log on or dial in right when the show started, always remember that our on-demand library is full of a variety of richness to support you in being empowered on your journey. So you can always go back to our on-demand library at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. What have we talked about today in the richness that has been shared? Well, you know, on this journey, we recognize that there's no running away from the effects of negative words that have been deposited into our emotional bank accounts. That each and every one of us battle this 1 to 25 rule. At some stage, we're battling it. We may get better, but it's still a work in process because we don't get to the destination and that's it, the one-time single event. But life itself is a journey, so we're constantly processing through the negative thinking that we all battle at some stage or another. And so I want you to know that with a word, things were created because of the great power of words. And that the self-defeating words that we speak to ourselves, today we want to end that. No more saying, I can't. No more saying, I'm not enough. No more saying, I'm going to fail. No more saying, I'm not enough. I'm not going to make the standard. I'm not going to measure up. No more saying, I'm useless. What's the use? I'm worthless. No more saying, it's impossible. I want you to reverse that with, I can. Oh, yes, you can. I want you to speak and say, I am enough. I am more than enough. And, oh, I'm going to pursue my dreams until I succeed. I want you to know that there is no standard. You set the standard. Speak it. I am the standard. I want you to know and say that I am priceless and valuable because I am a unique creature. Oh, yes, I want you to say it. And whatever your vision is, whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, I want you to say that they are possible. Speak it, because the greatest words that are spoken are the words that we speak to ourselves. What are the words that you are speaking to yourself about your vision, about your goals, about your dreams? Get out of that negative thinking. Get out of those issues of the past. Stop speaking those defeating words to you. Grow in your greater sense of awareness and consciousness. And when you feel those words coming up and boiling in your spirit, you tell that negative word, no! You begin to speak life to your life. Encourage your life. Because as we've stated, words carry weight. Words release our life and death. By just a word, God created. By just a word. And he said, so what are you saying to you about you? What are you saying to you about you? So every negative word, as it begins to rise up, I want you to replace that. Your game-changing play for today is to replace those self-defeating words with positive words that speak contrary to that negative word, as we just spoke about. Contrary to, I can't, and begin to say, I can. Contrary to, I'm not good enough, and say, I am enough. Oh, yes, I'm repeating it intentionally because I want you to really get it as we prepare to close out today. Contrary to, I'll fail, so why even try? Then no, I'm going to pursue my dreams until I succeed. Tell yourself. Stop saying I'm not going to reach the standard and say, hey, guess what? Self, I set the standard. Yes, I do. I'm useless. Get that word out of your mouth. You are priceless. You are a unique individual, a unique creature. No one has been made like you. You are special, and you need to know that you got to stop trying to be a copy of someone else and be the unique original that you were created to be. And I want you to replace it's impossible with it's possible. All things are possible. But you have to believe it, and you have to shift that negative stinking thinking. Well, you know, as we close out today, I don't want you to lose focus on your goals. I trust you've heard my heart and the passion for you to pursue your purpose and live your dreams, to work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live your dreams. Don't lose focus on your desires. Don't lose focus. Yes, you may have to battle because of the tug of war that's naturally going on the inside of us. But don't just submit and throw in the towel. At least put forth a good fight and dig deep and make the adjustments and the shifts that you need to make so that not only are you saying, I desire this, but you begin to look back and now you can see the experiences of I'm doing it. The gaps that I have in my life are being closed. And maybe you need support in that process. I'm here for you as your coach. We'd love to walk alongside the journey with you and support you. Again, give our team a call if you want your copy of The Change Book, number 14, and my breakout chapter on the power of words, and or if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and my next mastermind starting in June, or you want to join my winner circle. Again, I'm committed to assisting 100 individuals in 2021 in achieving their dreams. Will you be one of them? This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Wow, it's amazing how quickly time flies. I want to encourage you to continue the dialogue with us. If you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, it is an open group. All are welcome. We encourage you to request to join, and all are welcome. So we would love to continue the dialogue with you through our Motivational Mondays forum on Facebook. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Looking forward to engaging with you on next week. Next week is our third Monday. We have our real money coaches joining us in the boardroom next week, and we're going to get some information on money matters. I'm so excited about that. I'm constantly growing from this relationship with our money, which is an important part of living out our purpose, because if you don't know what your relationship is with your money and you mismanage your money, you can be on the journey in pursuit of your vision and your dreams and your goals, but you can fall short because you don't have what you need fully in your toolbox to be more equipped. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. I coach and you win.